2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, hey everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What up?
Yeah, what's wrong with your hair today?
It's your hair.
I don't know. You look wet. I mean, yeah, I just feel like I look pale.
You've got this little bump of curls right now.
This is just I can't stand this anymore. Gandhi, I know how your boyfriend feels. I cannot stand this long hair.
Yeah, leave it. It's a flex.
I know how you feel, Nate. I know exactly
bless
how you,
you
feel.
Yeah, bless you. No, I'm telling Nate, for guys, I think maybe after like, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, the age of 30, if you have that much hair still on your head, flex, leave it long, let it be luscious.
Lucky, buddy.
It's
so funny talking about long hair and the problems. I was talking about it to one of the contractors working on our house, and I'm like, yeah, it's just getting out of hand. And then I didn't even realize that the guy is bald as a cue ball.
Okay, don't be a dick.
Then I realized I'm such a dick talking about it. Like, it's like I can't run that fast to a guy that's in a wheelchair. You know, I mean, it's not that extreme, but at the same time, I feel bad talking about my problem when, yeah, I know, Froggy, you probably want more hair, right?
Well, I mean, it's for some reason if you're watching this on the Zoom on our 15-minute morning show with us on Instagram, you can see my hair just won't grow past this line right here. It just won't grow. Nothing will come forward. And then, of course, we won't talk about the big circle in the back. I don't know what that is. It's like the circle of friendship
Frog,
I carry around.
I think what you're missing, and you are not going to believe me even if I say it, not everybody can pull off having no hair. You can absolutely pull off having no hair. You have a lovely shaped head to be able to do that.
Yeah,
if I shaved my head, there would be bumps everywhere.
I'm trying to keep it like this. Like, I think it's at a length now that it can stay this length, and this is okay. I can accept
that's
this.
That's like the Jason Statham look you got going. He gets that little stubble.
Yeah, that's what this
going
is.
There.
Just
that's
so you can
sexy,
just you
bro.
Can just pull it. Like, Lisa can just pull it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen, but she could if she wanted to.
I know exactly what you mean.
Nate's length is like a wrestler right now.
It's all, you look
like a 90s wrestler because it's wet and it's long. And
can I just say, that is not a compliment.
you look like you're going through something.
Yeah.
That is not a compliment.
Well, and you're wearing a sweatshirt. It doesn't look like you're wearing a shirt on, so you definitely look like a wrestler right now.
You sort of look like a victim of some sort.
I'm going to hit Skiri with a chair here.
I think if it wasn't as curly, it would be easier to handle. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, curly hair is difficult.
You straighten it out, then you look like Nelson from the 80s.
Who's Nelson?
Exactly.
After the rain, what were some of their songs?
Yeah.
Love and Affection.
Love and Affection.
Yeah, love and Affection with, after the rain. I was watching
I'll
some
have
of
you know.
Yep.
I have an autographed copy of the Nelson CD, which I got as a gift from Straight Nate. Thank you, Straight Nate.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think Nate, you gifted him a CD within the last decade?
Yes, because
you cheap bastard.
It's autographed.
Yeah,
okay,
it's autographed.
And what are you going to do with that autograph? It's worth $1.380.
Okay, touch it. I just used it as content for this podcast.
Thank you.
Well,
it was worth
paid off.
You know,
paid
I
off.
Think I gave that to Brody before my heart surgery when I thought, like, oh, if I die, at least somebody I know.
Right.
Has
the autograph Nelson CD?
Yeah. I didn't want it to go to waste. Didn't I also give you a Poison autographed CD?
I don't remember that, no.
Okay.
That's the one he sold.
But I got Brett Michaels to autograph my album when we did the party playing with him. So
that's right.
Believe me, if it was worth anything, he wouldn't be giving it to you.
Yeah.
He'd be selling that on eBay.
I don't know how to sell stuff on eBay. Scotty sells my stuff on eBay for me, and I give him a cut.
Oh, nice. Scotty,
really?
I got some stuff for you.
Wait a minute, I sold something for you on Poshmark, and I didn't get a cut. Wait a second.
Scotty, how much you want, 20%?
More? I sell your stuff.
I do it for fun. I'll just take the fees. That's all.
Skiri. You know? I'm your eBay guy. I sell your stuff. I sold your blender.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Blender.
You wanted me to sell your blender, but I wasn't selling it because it was open box.
You only sell fancy.
No, I'm not going to sell used crap. Hey, no one wants that.
While we're talking
about
this,
open box.
Scotty, hold up the GoBots command center. I got to sell this thing. It's not selling.
Oh, my God.
Scotty was offered... Didn't somebody offer to meet you in a parking lot somewhere for this?
Yeah, I wasn't taking that.
Yeah,
that sounds legit.
Is that
I need
that's
to
an
sell
open,
this?
That's an open box item right there.
No, it's not.
No,
sealed.
Oh, sealed.
It's got one little piece of the original tape still hanging on.
What year did you get that?
Okay.
I got that. I told you that story. I found it in the basement of the first radio station I worked at.
Yeah, but it's not worth shit.
Never opened it.
You told us that story.
It might be worth something to someone.
Everything's worth something
to
someone.
Listen, one man's garbage is another man's gold.
Right, maybe.
You know what I actually bought? I'm going to sell this for $3 later.
Yeah, see, you know what I actually bought on eBay yesterday? Do you guys remember the board game Stratego?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great board game, Gandhi Danielle. Oh. If you don't know it, it's kind of like chess meets Risk.
Hold on, time out.
Okay. Yeah.
You remind me of my wife.
What?
So you just said you can't figure out how to sell shit on eBay, so you have Scotty do that, because that's a little more work. But you got no problem going in there and buying shit. You sound just like Lisa.
Easier process. Yeah. It's an easier process to buy.
Ask you anything.
One click.
They have the same hair.
I can figure out how to sell it, but I figured out how to buy more shit. Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's just what we needed. More shit.
It's a lot of work to post things. You just don't want to.
Please, Scotty,
it is.
You're trying to up
Actually,
your price.
It's easy on Poshmark. Poshmark makes it very simple
to
sell.
Yeah, Danielle made it so easy. You sold, what did you sell for me?
A wallet. I think it was a wallet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
High-end wallet.
It had money in it.
Yeah, my wife sells stuff on Poshmark, but we never see that cash. I think she dumps it back in and buys more crap.
Yeah, well, here's what happens.
Basically, like currency.
You keep it in your Poshmark account, and you can use it to buy other things. Or you can get a check, but who wants
that? Oh, you can get a check and use it to buy, like, groceries and things like that? Oh, yeah, we don't do that part. Yeah. Yeah, we just buy more shit.
Froggy, I'm with Lisa. I put all the money comes into my PayPal account. It goes right back out for more stuff.
No!
So back to Stratego. So, anyway, I found the board game with the box from the 80s. And my brother and I haven't played this game since probably 1989, when I finally was able to beat him and he picked up the board and threw it across the room.
Nice.
Done
that game disappeared, probably got sold in a garage sale. So I found him the exact same one. I'm going to give it to him as a present. So what's the strangest thing that you guys have bought off of eBay? Because I can't believe I actually found this exact box.
Can't discuss that.
That we had. I mean, it's not the same exact
Does it have to be eBay? Can I tell you something that I did in the middle of the night?
Oh. Yes, please.
I get really reckless. Like, if I'm awake at night, I don't do bad things as far as, like, talking to other people, but I buy weird things. Oh. And I found a sanctuary where elephants pick up a paintbrush and paint on a canvas. Took it all my money. I have elephant paintings on the way. I don't know if it's even real or not, but it looked real. So
chance.
I spent a lot of money on the elephant painting. I watched her do it. It was really cool.
Is there anybody here that knows the legal statute of limitations to talk about something illegal? Like admitting to something that you bought illegal.
What would the crime be?
I purchased something on eBay to obtain something else that was illegal, and I was never caught. But it was over 20 years ago. It's probably 25 years ago at this point.
Did you buy a gun to obtain a wife?
No.
You're fine.
That would be a problem.
Are you sure, Scotty? I'm not trusting Scotty's opinion.
No, I'm not sure. Well, God,
no one's a lawyer here. No one's a lawyer.
Tell us about what your friend bought.
Okay.
And if it's, if it's not illegal, we'll then talk about it.
So I had this friend of mine who wanted to have DirecTV. But he wasn't able to afford DirecTV. Uh-huh. So he went on to eBay, he told me, and he bought this card emulator and computer, and he could plug it into his DirecTV box, and he got every channel for free, including NFL Sunday Ticket. So he could watch his favorite team play football, and he could get every movie for free.
Yeah.
But eventually he was
crafty.
Yeah,
he really does.
But he got caught eventually, but they could never really prove that he had it. So therefore... Huh. I don't really want to talk about him if he, you know what I'm saying? But he bought that on eBay.
Right.
Who caught him? The DirecTV police? I mean, who who persecutes and prosecutes?
I'm under the understanding that the DirecTV people were watching eBay and seeing these sales going on, and then that's how they caught on that people were taking an exact IP address.
When we used to do that back in the day in Brooklyn, we used to do that with cable boxes, and then there was the threat that the cable company was going to send an electronic bullet to zap your box and toast it.
That was
true.
I remember that in the Bronx, too. No. That was the same fear.
Yeah, they told my friend that, too, but it never happened.
It's an urban legend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no electronic bullet.
Scotty, didn't your dad do something like that?
No, we had the descrambler box. So instead of me just seeing a scrambled boob, I was able to see the full one. It was a special box. I mean, everyone in the 80s had them. It was a box that you put on top of the cable box, and you were able to unscramble the signal. And it would work most of the time.
Yeah. So in Brooklyn, we had these two-family houses that had a driveway between them, then another two-family house and then a driveway, or three-family house. And people would run the same cable across the driveway from one house to the next, and they would all share HBO or cable or whatever. So, like, one person would pay for it, and then the whole block would get it.
Yeah, my neighbors were. Nice. Part of that, but my neighbors were rich and were only home like a couple months out of the year. They were in their other house that we lived in. The house that we had next to us was like their like shit house. They didn't care about, but they paid for full cable. So we would lift the box off and switch the little cables to our house, and we would get free cable all the time. My mom would be like, "How did we get all these channels?" Oh, wow.
Froggy, no wonder you're friends with that DirecTV guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were good friends.
Isn't this the equivalent of stealing someone's or sharing someone's Netflix password at this point now?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, now it's the same thing. Yeah.
Well, hello. So what did I miss?
Just bad.
Stealing
Everybody's
things.
A criminal.
Yeah.
Weird things we bought on eBay. Yeah. Oh, yep. You know what Froggy I bought on eBay? I bought an autographed picture of Sadie Sink, who plays Max on Stranger Things. Because one of my kids is a huge fan, so I bought it for him. And then I bought a life-size animatronic Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And she moves, and she talks, and sings.
That's
and
scary stuff.
Yeah, I put that up at Halloween
Gandhi got swindled by elephants on...
I'm not swindled. I'm going to show you. She picks up the paintbrush, and she paints on the canvas. They do
own?
It. On her own.
Video?
There's nobody's around her while she's doing it?
I mean, she has a person standing near her, but you see her actually painting the whole thing. I'll show you guys the video, you haters.
Elephants are brilliant. They're very brilliant animals.
They are. And their trunks are just like a hand. They can pick up all kinds of stuff. So even if a paintbrush seems like it's very tiny, they have no problem getting their trunk around it, dipping it in the paint, and drawing what they draw. They even sign it. Sure, are they doing it all for treats? Yeah, but they're still doing it.
I was about to say,
are you a believer? Are you a believer, Froggy?
Yo, you know what? You know, if they're doing it for treats, I'm a believer.
I know, but they can use the trunk like a hand. You should ask an elephant to give you a trunk job.
I wish I could.
Maybe.
A lot of work.
Better than what I get here at home.
I heard that they act to get them to do that, it's almost borderline torture because they have to learn the moves and the person is behind them actually doing certain things to the elephant to make the elephant have the brush go in certain places.
So there are torture. Places where they do bad things to elephants.
Okay, yeah, okay.
These places are not those. You
so
can watch the
those.
Whole process.
Oh, so you've differentiated. Yeah. Okay, cool. Because I was
course.
Like, oh my God.
Gandhi, how
I'm
do you
not
stop an elephant,
an elephant
from charging?
Take away its credit card.
There you go.
Hello. See what you're doing there.
Speaking with Dave Brody and having a conversation with him, you have to understand the language. Translate what he says because you know where it's going. It always goes to a fun place.
Nicely
Nate
done.
Started nice off done. This whole thing by asking if he looked pale. And I was going to tell him at that point, and this is a confession, and I hope it doesn't sound racist. I really mean it. I can't tell when white people are pale. I can't. I don't know. I like to me, I look at Nate and I'm like, you're white. You're always white. Okay, is that pale?
Yeah,
I don't know.
But you
know.
Can look a little more ghostly
or
powdery. You know, I mean, Nate could have, you know, he looks, you know, not as, or, you know, more like Brody.
Okay. So if Nate looks like Brody, we should worry. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Elvis, Nate complained about his long hair to a bald guy.
Yeah.
We touched on so many different subjects, Elvis.
It sounds like you guys did a great job.
Yeah. And then he compared being bald to being in a wheelchair.
Yes, he did do that. He did.
Nate is looking more and more like the Z100 night DJ, Kid Kelly. From
he does.
The
90s.
The 90s.
Yes, right. Jerry Curl.
That's right.
You can't appreciate that unless you knew what he looked like.
And Garrett told Nate that he looked like a wrestler.
Yeah. Which is not a compliment.
From the 90s.
He doesn't have a shirt on underneath there.
What are we seeing on the clock there, Froggy?
Oh, we've got less than a minute left.
Well, Elvis has been with us 3 minutes and is already bored.
Yeah, I'm already bored with you.
Elvis came in to sit down to tell us to just turn it off.
Elvis came in just to say goodbye.
Shut it down.
We're done with this shit.
Lights out. Lights out, kids. We're going to bed. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 The 15-Minute Morning Show.